following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radio Land, episode 202. 202. This is the Christmas show. Well, not really specifically. I mean, we are going to be talking a little bit about the holiday. I mean, this is when this show got released on Christmas Day. Christmas Eve. Pardon. Is that right? Yeah, Christmas Eve. It's on a Sunday. That's when these shows come out. And we got a little special Christmas show for you. I guess a little gift from Radio Land to you. That worked out weird. Hey, it's the way it was designed. It's John Namath in studio from a performance set that he gave us in studio some time back, and it was big fun. So it's in essence there. John Namath and his old band, they came into the studio some time ago, and we had some big old time. We always do there in the studio. This was back in May, right there before the summer. Pardon, too much pre-show beverage. That's coming up today, and we're gonna have some big fun with that. Speaking of Christmas, I've been out there fighting in the front lines, if you will, on the war against Christmas. what a complete joke that is. It's war against Christmas. They don't want you to say Merry Christmas here. They hate it when you say Happy Holidays. They just, you know, you got to say Merry Christmas. It becomes a problem because, you know, like many people, I do have friends that don't celebrate the day. You know, not to put a damper on your Christmas celebrations there, but I do have people that that don't really celebrate it. And that's all well and good. That's kind of how that is. I have people that have different faiths than others that aren't necessarily in the mainstream, if you will. There's those. I have Christian friends, of course, who celebrate the holiday. I have Jewish friends who celebrate something completely different. Which, by the way, Happy Hanukkah, Shalom to my friends of that faith, that persuasion. There are those who have chosen completely to just step away from all of this and just look at it as more of a secular thing. Which is really kind of what it's turned into. So if you want to fight the war against Christmas, stay the fuck out of a big box store. Stay out of Walmart. Stay out of all that stuff. Don't buy nothing. You know, I say it every year. It's a celebration of people who spend money they don't have on gifts that nobody wants to people they don't care about. And that's kind of, it's unfortunate, but that's kind of how that is. And you know, when all this haranguing and wringing of hands and gnashing of teeth and rendering of garments because a coffee company put some other type of imagery on their coffee cups, it upsets people. You know, just stop it. Just do your thing. You do you. I do me. We live in a world now where social media, and this is part of it. I do blame social media for a lot of this, is that we are now being exposed to everybody's points of view. And the problem is that there's a lot of people that don't agree with everybody else's points of view. That's not really a problem. That's the human condition. And because of that, there's a lot of I'm right, you're wrong. And that's ridiculous. That's ludicrous. You know, this is going to sound really bad, but I blame the Christians, the so-called Christians, those that feel that they, you know, we should be teaching the Bible in school. We should be teaching creationism in school. There's no such thing as science. I mean, this stuff is getting way out of hand. You know, why not live and let live? If you're a Christian, then you're fully familiar with the golden rule. It's the only rule, really. For those that study the Christian faith, they understand this, that you should do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's the way that should be, right? That's my little message to you. Just leave alone. Just leave it alone. Help somebody out. Don't do any harm. Be nice. Be kind. If they're not like you, you should embrace them even further and say hello. Happy holidays to you. Well, I'm a Christian. Well, good. Merry Christmas. That's how that conversation should really go. And you know, we're so worked up and dealing with things that just we have no business dealing with all the damn time, worrying about things that aren't going to matter to us. You know, you go through life, and you go through life with like a filter, and you say, well, is this going to matter to me tomorrow, 2 weeks from now, a month, a year? Is this any going to matter? If it's not, then what do I care? You know, am I causing somebody any undue harm? No, I'm not really. It goes back to, I'm offended. Well, what happens when you're offended? Nothing. Nothing happens when you're offended. You just feel like you're offended. Big hairy deal. You're offended. Move along. Trust me. There's a lot of things to be offended over that actually matter. And that those are the things that we don't really pay that much attention to. There are those right now, as you listen to this, that have nothing. They're nowhere. They don't have a sandwich to eat. They don't have a loved one to give them a pair of socks. That's what they were probably like any other kid, that when Christmas came they got that thing of socks and they went, oh, great, thanks, Mom. But right now there's people out there that sit there and they go, God, I could really go for a pair of socks if I had any money. Man, I could go for a bowl of soup if I had a couple of bucks. If I had some place to go. If I had some type of, you know, somebody to care for me. That's the important part. That's the Christmas message. That's the real magic of Christmas. It's not this, you know, hooking up Junior with the latest Xbox or PlayStation or the hot new game or the big-ass TV so you can watch the Super Bowl you're boycotting or whatever it is that you're after. It's this commercialism, and it's the materialistic things in this world that we have, I don't know, it's not so much taking for granted, it's just that we've lost sight of that it's all about our possessions and what we can have and what you can't have. And that's unfortunate. So my only thing to you is, and it didn't require any action on your part, the only thing I would ask you to do is take a moment and think about that for a second, and think about those that are suffering a little bit. If you may know somebody who is sitting at home, they're fortunate enough to have enough of a job to pay enough of a rent to live in some small little place, and they're fortunate. They're very, very lucky. Well, they're alone. And if you know somebody like that, reach out to them. You know, hey, bring them over to the house. Share a turkey leg with them, or, you know, some mashed potatoes or something. Have a slice of pie. Take something to somebody. Maybe take some homeless guy a pair of socks. It's just, you know, is that that could be the best thing you could do for somebody else, and including yourself. That would probably do you a lot of favors as well. It's good for the soul, you know what I mean? Hey, Rick, you're getting preachy over there. Yeah, fine, fuck you, it's Christmas. Trying to do good over here, goddammit. I love the dichotomy of all of that, of what I just said. It's beautiful, it really is. Try and care. Try and bring some cheer. Try and make somebody smile. And that's kind of what we do here over here. At least we try our best. And as a matter of fact, we've got some of that happening up, coming up here in just a moment. We've got a recording from back in May that was taken from Studio B at Radio Memphis at Pirate Radio Studios. It was an on the air performance from the Booze and Blues of John Namath and his band. They came in and they were talking about the new Feeling Freaky record. It's an easy one to find. It's a white album with a big pink pickle on it. And the story gets told as to what all that is and the fun that it's had in there. You'll hear the band perform live in the studio. We played a couple of cuts off of the record, too. So all that's coming up. It's a little Christmas something-something from your friends here from Radioland. And we'll get to it right after this.
Movie fans, wherever you are, you can get your tickets ahead of time and skip the line. With access to 25,000 screens nationwide, you can be part of the 30 million moviegoers who share the same passion for movies as you. Plus, you can catch the latest trailers, clips, and guides. With Fandango Now, you can stream over 30,000 movies and TV shows to any device. Find the details at the Fandango banner ad at radio-memphis.com.
Jeff Janowitz has wandered into the room.
Hey, how's everybody?
How have you been?
Good, man. Good to see you.
We're just getting ready to get it all lit up over here.
Yeah,
we got a band
like
in here.
We got the whole band in here. Oh, the drummer's wearing a sports coat.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's got a thing later.
He came from church.
He's got a thing later, so we only got these guys for about an hour.
All right, that's cool.
So, you know.
How's it going, John?
Oh, good terrific, to see you, brother. Terrific. Good to see you, too.
You like the hat?
Oh, thank you very much. It's my homage to Chuck Berry.
Oh, yeah.
The red captain's
That's
hat.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, he was buried in a captain's hat too. Yeah, I saw that, man. That
was that because he was a pilot, or was it? It wasn't a boat thing.
Just
a
thing. Just he thought the hat was cool.
Well, he had his pilot's license. He was a licensed pilot for many, many years.
Was he a pilot?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I think he gave it up when he was like 80, in his 80s. He finally said, I can't
fly. Well, what about Captain and Tennille?
There you go.
Yeah.
Is
he a pilot?
A whole bunch of millennials out there going, Captain and Tennille, what are you talking about?
Who? What?
As if millennials is normal.
Do that to me one more time. I mean, man, that song is nasty when you really listen to the lyrics.
Didn't they just get a divorce recently? The Captain and Tennille.
Yeah, they did. I guess she hated herself her whole life being married.
She had enough of his dumbass, and that was the end of that.
But she just couldn't get promoted, I guess.
I guess so,
you know. Marketing mistake.
Yes, they stayed together for the fans. It's like, wow, you guys have some weird fans.
Could be. Well, since everybody's all lined up in here, what do you say we hear a tune? What do you want to do?
Hey, we've been talking about Kool-Aid pickles.
You want to do Kool-Aid pickle?
Yeah. Like this. Sucking on a Kool-Aid pickle, talking to her mama on the telephone. She's crunching, sucking, smacking her lips. All of that sitting going straight to her hips. Dinner in the freezer, dishes in the sink. Crying about a hubby and how the man drinks. Tickle, tickle, come on, let's talk. I'll stop, cause I'm in a Kool-Aid pickle. Life is gone from sweet to sour to wrong. I'm in a Kool-Aid pickle. Life is gone from sweet sour to wrong. Matthew, that shit is wrong.
too sour, too wrong. Oh, yes, it is.
That's a fun song, man.
A lot of good harmony work on that.
Oh, yeah, man. Got a lot of time in the van, you know. We do a lot of touring.
That's awesome. Did these songs get out on the road a little bit before you recorded them?
No.
No, these are that new.
We
still have that new song smell.
I was just that confident in this stuff that I didn't feel like I really needed to run this down the road. Now, like with all my material, when we do live shows, you know, we shake it up. We do them a little different every time. We jam them out and that kind of thing and keep the dance floor packed and the people rocking. And but, you know, the cool thing about the record, all the songs are short and, you know, just like no excessive, you know, soloing and all that kind of thing, you know. The songs are just, you know, nice and easy from front to finish. And we made all the songs short so we can make a great vinyl. Jeff Powell over at Sam Phillips cut the lacquer on this thing, 180-gram vinyl that's coming out on it. It just sounds amazing.
Oh, I bet it does, yeah.
Oh, it's black. Yeah,
you're not doing a white vinyl with.
Well, I went fidelity over cool aesthetics, you know. Yeah, I thought about it. You know, I'd have to go down a grade in vinyl on that. And another cool thing about the 180-gram vinyl is that it's hard to warp those things.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So you know.
That hold up.
The customer's gonna get the vinyl in the mail, and it's gonna be perfectly playable every time.
Yeah, that's great.
Unless it, like, you know, the truck caught on fire or something like that.
that is awesome. How about another one? You want to do another one?
Oh man,
do another one, then we'll grab a break here, and then we'll go from there.
Well, let's see here. I don't have an endorsement for Kool-Aid yet, and but I'm really looking for an endorsement from Cadillac. Baby away. on the hill as she yearns for the past. Without the class, I see my baby around. Hey! Try to flag her down, but that long black Cadillac took my baby away. Long black Cadillac took my baby away. Beauty can buy its way out of anything. I will never forget my sweet 16. I could keep her safe, but not secure.
Before we get into the break, who else playing with you tonight, John? Who
are all right, who I got Gerald Stevens on the keyboards.
Nice little Nord there.
I've got Danny Banks over here on the drums. And Danny Banks is playing with his band called The Spanx at DKDC tonight. What time does that show start, Danny?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Go check it out. It's funky. It's real. Right back here on the guitar, we got Matt Guitar Wilson. Yeah, how about it for Matt Guitar Wilson? And Danny and Matt are also singing harmonies. Yeah,
man. Yeah, there you go.
It's the Blue Dreamers. That's the name of the band, the Blue Dreamers.
The Blue Dreamers. Fantastic. We'll be back with more with these guys. Also, on the way, I was going to play Rainy Day up out of the break, and then I'm Funkin' Out.
Yeah. Hey, let's play I'm Funkin' Out right now.
Right now?
Can we do I'm Funkin' Out right now?
Right this second?
Yeah.
Well, give me a minute. Yeah, we can make that happen.
Let's get the people dancing out there.
What's the story behind that one?
Yeah, we can talk about anything. Actually, the groove came from my two and a half year old son. I think he was only one and a half at the time.
Yeah.
And I had this riff on the harmonica that I was playing, and I'm playing it.
Yeah.
We're working it with the band. We're trying to figure out the best tempo for it. And my kid walks into the studio, and he's just hanging out. And all of a sudden, he starts dancing to it at a certain tempo. And this certain tempo is absolutely ridiculously perfect for that harmonica line. And so we built this whole tune around it.
We went with Otis on this one.
Little Otis. That's my boy's name.
Little Otis.
Yeah.
Otis was a consulting producer on this. Yeah. Well,
he's getting royalties.
He's getting paid handsomely right now.
Well, here it is. It's I'm Funkin' Out. John Namath and the boys here on the Boots.
Turn it up.
Right on.
I'm funkin' out.
Turns up. D-O-N-E-D.
John Namath here on the Booze and Blues, here in the studio as well, stoned. That's the name of the song.
Love that title.
Yeah, it's great. I don't know what you're talking about in that.
I love to represent.
Well, I tell you what, that whole record that you guys made, I can't say enough good things about it. It's just a really really good project. That, you know, because when we got Memphis Grease the first time, and that was my first introduction to you and your work, and I thought, man, this is some good stuff, man. Yep. And it's like, okay, how's he gonna follow this up?
That's a
great record.
That's a tough one.
And you did a great job here with Feeling Freaky, man.
Yeah, man. You know,
you got a good group of people around you. So
I guess, you know, I like to change it up all the time. You know, I get you know, hollered at for, you know, changing my brand up. You know,
who's hollering at you?
You know, people that are in the business. You know, they'll be like, man, what are you doing?
The purists,
yeah, or just like, you know, like managers and those people out there. You know. Booking agents and stuff like that, you know.
Well, you're staying busy. What do they care? You're making money for everybody, right?
My fans like it.
Hell yeah.
They're buying the records.
If you're selling records, who cares, right?
They're buying the tickets. You know, it's cool, man. Just let me do my thing. Leave it alone.
The record drops, you said, the 19th of this month here in a few days, and you're doing a big CD release at Laughlin Yard on that night?
Yeah, I love Laughlin Yard, man. I've been playing there a lot, and this is the Laughlin Yard month. Actually, last night I did a gig at Laughlin Yard with the Love Light Orchestra that I have in town. And then on Friday, the City Champs and I did a double bill down there at Laughlin Yard. Man, that place was slammed to the hilt. Yeah, it's cool.
And then you got the Blues Cruise course coming up in October. But are you out on the road before then? Are you gonna now that we're in the summer? You're gonna take this help vid out there and sell some records?
I'm all over the place. I mean, we're doing a coast to coast tour starting the 24th of this month, and we won't be back until like July 5th or something like
that. Right on.
Yeah, and then boogieing over to Europe. And then back out to California, festivals all over the United States, all over the world. Party time.
Hell yeah. And all the dates can be found where?
On johnnamath.com. That's JOHNNEMETH.com. One more time. JohnNamath.com. You can find it.
And, of course, when the record is available after the 19th, you can download it anywhere and get it. And plus, you got the vinyl coming. You can order that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we'll have the vinyl in stores around town, so, you know, you can
get it. Like Spence Street and over there.
When's that going to drop, the vinyl?
May 19th.
Same day.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you got your shit together.
If I get a copy of it, will you sign it?
Oh, you know it.
There's worse things than that if you want.
Yeah. Hell, he'll come over to your house and play, probably.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's working a whole day. Yeah. He's got a pool. You know.
You guys, let's have a pool party.
I think we should have a pool party.
Right now, yeah.
All right.
We're going to have John over there with the band, and it'll be a big time.
That'll be a house party.
Hell yeah.
Shit, yeah. That'll be all right.
We could do it when we get back off tour in July. It'll be hot enough.
Yeah, we'll be.
Swimming.
Yeah.
I like that.
You might want to just stick the band in the pool in the middle of July. It's going to be so hot.
End of tour blowout over at Jeff's place.
Yeah. Yes.
get you a couple of hogs to smoke over there.
Oh. You know, I have not done that in a while. I didn't do that much last summer.
Smoke a hog?
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's just, man. Yeah, man. That's,
what a great hobby.
That's
hard to keep it lit.
That's a good way to spend 12 hours with a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, yeah. And are you pouring it on the hog?
No.
I'm pouring it in. Yeah, pouring it in the hog over here. But.
Well, on that,
man, next.
How about another tune, John? What do you got for us? What do you want to do?
Oh, man. Get off of that butt, Danny.
Get off of that butt.
All right. How you doing out there, Memphis? You feeling good? All right. How ya? Yeah. All right. Go ahead and dance. You know you want to. Ruby's calling, that's your name. Go ahead and dance. The place is cooking. Shake that meat right off your plate. Hey, hey, go ahead and dance. You know you want to. Come on, baby, do your thing. Go ahead and dance. The place is juking. Come on, sister, spread your wings. Hey, hey. Get off of that butt, baby, come on and boogie. Get off of that butt.
That's what your shows are like, man. It's just getting people moving and getting them in, getting them into the groove, right?
That's right. Yeah, man.
You know, I've been selling a few party. That happens.
That's right. Yeah, we got Kent in the studio audience. He's visiting from Plattsburgh, New York. And, man, this guy has boogied down to my band so many times. You like to dance, Kent?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I bet you spend a lot of time just feeding off the audience, too, when you're working.
Oh, yeah. The audience can make it fun or not fun, you know.
I don't think you've had a tough night, though.
You know, the hardest audience I've ever had to deal with, but they loved the music.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it was in Idaho Falls.
Really?
DB Steakhouse. I play this place there all the time. You know, the owner was awesome. The place was packed. They're selling a lot of booze. It's great, great, great thing. But, man, they would never clap. after song.
Damn, that's frustrating.
Oh, man.
What the hell?
And I used to do this gig like every other month for a weekend, and man, it was just, you know, but the people would buy records and they'd tell you you're great on the break, but man, no claps. Oh, man, that is the weirdest thing, man. I tell you what, if that don't get you ready for the world, I don't know what will.
You know, who was it we were talking to? Was it Jeff?
Jeff Jensen.
We were talking about the European audiences are kind of like that, and you've played over there, haven't you?
Well, I don't know. My European audiences are unbelievable. I mean, they just go crazy, you know.
Well, he said, I can't remember where, maybe it was Belgium. I don't remember where he said it was, but the audience clapped, but they didn't move the music, get into it at all. The band just thought, man, we are sucking tonight. I don't know what's up. But then after the show, they all came up to him and like, we're way into
you
it.
You never know.
They were just being reserved. Polite,
might
I guess.
Be a,
yeah.
Might be, a, you know, a band can get an audience into a really weird vibe, too.
Yeah.
And they're all digging it, but maybe it's so unfamiliar that it gets a little scary. And you have
like, what is this I'm feeling,
you know?
Right now?
Yeah.
Why does my butt want to move?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sit still. Sit perfectly still.
Sit still. Don't be that guy.
Don't look at him.
That's right.
Yeah, don't look.
He might look back. You know?
Yeah.
Then what? Oh, shit. So you said you're doing Europe this summer too?
Yeah. I got some Spain and France. And
oh yeah,
that kind of thing.
Oh, it'll be big.
Yeah, man, a lot of fun. We've done some really awesome gigs over there. One of my favorite gigs over there was in San Sebastian, in the Basque Country.
Yeah,
man, that was sweet. They actually let us close after Gloria Gaynor.
Wow.
What was it like? 40,000 people.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great. And they filmed the whole thing. Like, I mean, we're talking like the flying, like all the flying cameras and all this stuff. The cameras with the arms.
With the booms, yeah.
Yeah. Check it out. Live in Donostia. They got the whole thing on YouTube. You can listen to it
and
for free.
You get to follow Gloria right on.
Yeah. Wow. She is awesome.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. You know, she's a very sexy vocalist.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. Man.
Fantastic.
She's surviving.
I was going to say, she's surviving. She's surviving this other band, too. How long have you been together with the...
Well, you know, I didn't realize she was still, like, performing and touring and stuff, so that's cool.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
Disco is not dead, see?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Well, her stuff was kind of like honest disco.
Yeah.
I don't feel like...
Honest disco.
You know, it's like, I think the songwriters are writing the music from a good place.
Did you watch that PBS, way off topic.
That's fine.
That PBS miniseries about sound breaking. Did you watch that? First of all, highly recommended. It's like an 8 or 10 episodes. They're like 2 hours each, and it talks about, like, each one focuses on, like, vocals or beats or engineering. And it's, for a documentary, it's pretty technical. Like, as a musician,
yeah,
a working musician, you're going to appreciate it because it talks deeper than the layman usually gets in a documentary like that. But there's an episode, and it's the episode about, I think, about beats or whatever, where they talk about just, like, the disco. It was a Niles Rogers that was in Le Chic and then went on to become, like, the record producer for Bowie and Stevie Vaughan.
Right.
But he tells this whole story about, like for two solid years there, anybody that could play was getting into disco because they were selling records like crazy.
Yeah.
But then the backlash was this huge, and all those cats had come from jazz.
Yeah.
But the backlash against disco was huge. They couldn't, like, tour under their own name. They couldn't put their own faces out there.
Oh, really?
But he went on to become the producer on all these hit records for other people. And a lot of this, like, even with the... one of the Gibb brothers was it Barry? Not Barry, but the other Gibb.
Andy?
No, Maurice was the songwriter, right?
That
was, like, writing songs for the... Like, they all started being behind the scenes, and it's just kind of fascinating. Like,
that is fascinating. You know, disco is kind of a world feel.
Right.
I mean, at the time, you know, disco kind of was happening everywhere. You know, people didn't necessarily know why exactly how they got into it.
Right.
You know? But it was kind of like a...
It's like a world jazz thing,
like a world feel. Yeah. Well,
and that's what he was saying, is after that they got behind behind the boards, and they were bringing all this you know, just when to punch up the music,
man.
When to be dynamic to it, you know.
There's some cool disco tracks come out of Memphis. Man, Howard Grimes, man, he can play some cool
disco.
Oh,
God, yeah.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, he actually plays the coolest disco.
Honest disco.
Honest disco.
Honest disco.
That's what we should have called that last tune.
Nasty disco. Oh, man. Spanish disco.
How about another tune, fellas?
Yeah.
What do we got here?
Oh, well, hey, you know what? Let's try this one. Let's do Under the Gun. How about it, huh?
Yeah, man.
Okay. The Blue Dreamers are going to be doing some more of their lovely harmony singing. And this little song for you like this. Kick it, Danny. Under the gun, into the race. So much pressure we've got to face. Under the spell, still on the chain. You hold your head high and you live through your pain. Oh, it's a real hard living under the gun. Yes, it is.
That's nice.
Nice, man.
That is really, really nice.
A little bit of a political song there.
Oh, man.
Making a statement,
you
are
got,
you?
Well, you know, you just got it. Well, sure. Don't keep after him, you know. Shit just gets crazier and crazier and crazier.
We've talked about this before with the crazy, weird world politically that we're living in right now.
Yeah.
The one good thing that I think will come out of some of this is the music will have evolved some.
Yeah.
You know, and every time there's been some sort of political strife, there's been some tremendous music that has come as a result of it. And
absolutely.
I think right now we're in the throes of that as well.
That's my favorite thing about blues, that I think is the greatest music of all time, you know, because the layers of innuendo in blues is fantastic.
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
People can, you know, take the lyrics for face value. You know, or you know, they can look at all the different layers of what's happening, what they're really talking about. You know, there's politics, you know, in there. There's sex, freedom, you know, all that. It's all rock and roll, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited too. Yeah, you know, I bet you there's probably going to be a lot more tunes that are effective in a different kind of way. You know, maybe some different sounds happening to gain attention.
So. Sure.
Well, it's interesting how that tune's real upbeat, but what you're singing about is not very upbeat.
Oh, yeah, well, you got to put a little candy on it to bring them in, you know?
Yeah, I'm going, oh, hey, I like this. Oh, but I like this.
What
is that he said? But I like this. I know you... Your drummer's got a gig tonight. Danny, you're playing tonight where? Were you?
DKDC
tonight at 10 o'clock, and we're getting close to the 9 o'clock hour. So I tell you, can we do one more with you guys, and then we'll cut you free? How's that?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. Right. Thanks so much for having us on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The 19th Laughlin Yard is the CD release party. Yeah. Get on out there and get a copy of this thing. It's a great record.
Yep. Get on out there, folks, and check it out. Wait, look, you know what? Feeling Freaky. Feeling Freaky is the title of the record.
Title track, hell yeah.
All original, you know, and man, you know, I've got a good woman, man. I'm a lucky guy, and a happy Mother's Day to my sweet wife, Jackie Taylor, and all the moms out there in the world. Thank you so much. You know, I appreciate you. And here's this song called "You Really Do Want That Woman."
Like yes, this. Yeah, there you go.
All right, just pick on up in. Opening doors, blowing money, holding hands for your honey, working your arms, using a mop. Why your lady shops? You really do want that woman. You really do want that woman. You really do want. You really do want that. You really do want that woman all night. You really do want that woman nice and tight. You really do want that woman out of sight. You really do want. Ooh, you really do want that. You really do want that woman. Fine restaurants. Romance movies, looking for jewelry, diamonds and rubies, listening well, talking all night, flattery fishing, hope she don't bite. You really do want that mama, you really do want that mama, you really do want. You really do want that, you really do want that woman all night. You really do want that woman nice and tight. You really do want that woman out of sight. You really do want, you really do want that, you really do want that woman. Hey! to feel wholesome. You're giving in to nagging, giving up your vice. Buddy, you're in love.
Hey!
You can't think twice. You really do want that mama. You really do want that mama. You really do want, you really do want that. You really do want that mama. All right. You really do want that mama. Out of sight. You really do want that mama. Nice and tight. You really do want, you really do want that. You really do want that mama.
Yeah, that's tight there, man. Beautiful. That is awesome. John Namath and the Dreamers here in the studio. Ron in Boise, Idaho in the chat room says greetings to John and the Dreamers.
So, oh, thank you, Ron.
So tune in all the way from Boise. So there you go.
Sweet.
Find you up on the on all your dates and stuff are up on your website at johnnamath.com.
That's right. JOHNNEMETH.com.
There it is.
One more time. Well, thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
John, thank you so much. Fellas, thank you. You guys sounded great.
Man. Always a good time seeing you, John. Yeah.
Anytime. Listen, anytime you wanted to come on, just, you know, the room's here for you. We got that big room in there, too. So.
Oh, man. Well, you know, maybe we ought to do it again.
You get some of that Charlie
6 months from now.
Get that Charlie Rich funk on you down here and R.L. Burnside business.
Well, you know, I do like to get behind closed doors.
There you go. especially when she lets her hair down.
Mercy.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Coming up on this episode, it is Eddie Daddle and Wally Ford. They stepped into the studios. We talked music. They played a little bit. We had a great time, but we were talking about songwriting and how society shapes music. So we're going to have some fun with that. Eddie's a great guy.
I mean, I don't know if I can speak for Wally, but he's sitting right here. You want to have an audience, too.
Oh, yeah.
You want to... There's something about that validity in what you're doing. It validates what you're doing, whether it's because you know you're getting some airplay, or because we're doing this interview, or because we get a check for it.
Sure.
It's not all about the money, but the money is validation that people have heard something, that they like it. You can just be... sit at home all day long. And personally, I don't always... I don't perform very often at all. Maybe once a year, I'll do something for 5 minutes.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
And so there it is. From John Namath and Company, my thanks to them. They're hard to get a hold of. It's kind of special when they show up in studio, and we haven't released this recording until now. So that happened, and it was cool. It was really special. It was a lot of fun, and my thanks to everybody that was involved in that production. We certainly had a large time. My thanks also to Jeff Janovitz, who was also in the program as well, and Mark Caldwell, who helped make that happen. Actually, who did make that happen? He didn't help nothing. He made that happen. So there you go. I will take a moment to mention this. If you're in the Memphis area and you're a fan of that genre of music, of blues music, I implore you to go over to the Memphis Blues. Just look for MemphisBluesSociety.com. Go there. MemphisBluesSociety.com. Go there. Become a member. There's a family membership. It's well worth it. You can become a volunteer and work with these artists and help them out in local shows and things like that. And it's all for a great thing. You know, it's keeping that great genre alive. So there it is. You've heard what's coming up next time. In the meantime, please have a Merry Christmas, right? Have a happy holiday. Whatever it is that you are celebrating, celebrate it with great gusto and with a thought
to those that can't. And just keep that in mind. That's kind of what it's about. Reach out to somebody who may be hurting, who may be a little bit alone. You may not know that, and you may be taking a wild stab at that, but it's okay to help out. It's okay to stick your hand out there and give somebody a pair of socks. Why don't you, huh? All right, look, I got to go. Y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.